Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Gemma Birch and here are today's top stories. Yandex has released a smartphone launcher aimed at Android smartphones in Latin America. eBay has launched a local e-commerce site targeting a German city. And the Indonesian car-selling website MobileWow has just received funding worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Russian search giant Yandex has released a smartphone launcher aimed at Android smartphones in Latin America. The launcher, or smartphone interface, recommends new apps based on a user's existing apps, allows users to group apps by icon color and Google Play category, and has a quick access screen which groups together the user's most frequently used apps and contacts. The launcher is aimed at low-end smartphones and takes up just 6.5 megabytes of space. Yandex hopes to monetize on the launcher by linking it to its advertising platform. The launch is expected to be released in the US, Russia, and Europe once it has made any adjustments based on the feedback from its Latin American users. Yandex is most well known for its search engine of the same name, which is the most popular search engine in Russia with a market share of around 60%. eBay has launched a local e-commerce site targeting the German city of Mönchengladbach. The website features around 200,000 items sold by 50 local shops. Users can shop online and then either collect the items in-store or have them delivered. The mayor of the city has commented on the initiative, saying, "We are pleased that our city is a pioneer in the sustainable development of city centres and a pilot site for the urban retail industry in Germany." The scheme is expected to run until summer 2016, when its success will be evaluated and a decision made on whether it should be extended to other cities. The German e-commerce market is one of the most mature in the world, with a digital buyer penetration of 82%. The Indonesian car-selling website MobileWow has just received funding worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. The underclosed high six-figure amount will help MobileWow compete with the likes of Mobile123, CarMundi and CarBay in Indonesia's increasingly competitive car sales market. MobileWow is the most popular car classifieds website in Indonesia, with over 1 million people using the site every month. Indonesia is one of the rising stars in the Asian online economy. Earlier this year, the Chinese search giant Baidu announced it intended to break into the lucrative market. And with internet penetration at just around 20% in the country, Indonesia has huge potential for future growth. The Chinese renminbi has risen to become the fourth most popular global payment currency in the world, according to the payments provider SWIFT. It is now behind only the US dollar, the euro, and the British pound, and accounts for 2.79% of all global payments. It used to be in 12th place in mid-2012 and has since overtaken currencies such as the Japanese yen, Canadian dollar, Australian dollar and Swiss franc. In the first 6 months of the year, cross-border payments going in and out of China totaled 5.7 trillion RMB, equivalent to 900 billion US dollars. And finally, the fast food giant Domino's Pizza has just opened its first restaurant in Italy. The company already has over 12,000 stores and a big online presence in over 80 countries, but this is the first time it's dared to step into Italy, the homeland of pizza. In order to meet the high expectations of Italian pizza lovers, the restaurant will source all its ingredients locally to ensure its flavours are purely Italian. Domino's also intends to open two further restaurants in Italy by the end of the year. That's all from me today. Thanks for listening and be sure to visit WebCertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.